Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Ivan Washington. I was just reviewing my my account, and I noticed that you guys took out a $19 charge. I don't know if it's a agreement to for some you know, reoccurring charge that, you guys charge. I don't know. Do you guys do that?
I'll be able to assist you with that, sir. Can you please spell out your first and last name so I can locate your account?
Sure. Ivan Washington, spelled like a state.
Thank you for that. And for security purposes of the account, can you please verify your shipping address?
Yes, my shipping address was 9116 Haas Avenue, Los Angeles, 90047.
Thank you for that. And just in case we are disconnected, is this a good callback number for you?
It absolutely is.
Thank you for that. I do show here that you have purchased the digital and physical certification, and you've also purchased the online firearms training portal for $19. The $19 is a monthly membership to a continued training website that provides additional firearms, self-defense, and preparation training to those who have received their concealed carry certification.
Right. I did. Was I supposed to be getting something like a physical hard copy in the mail sent to me or something?
We won't be mailing out any further physical copies in the mail. Virginia does have a new law effective January the 1st. The Virginia State Police will no longer accept online course certifications showing proof of competency for the purposes of obtaining a Virginia non-resident concealed handgun permit. Any application containing an online certificate that is not postmarked prior to January the 1st will be returned to sender unprocessed, and you have missed the deadline for the application process.
Okay. I missed the deadline for what application process was that?
Yes, sir. In order to apply for the Virginia non-resident permit, you will have to mail in the certification as well as with the needed documents to the Virginia State Police. And it has to be postmarked before January the 1st. If you haven't sent in that information.
Can you hold on for 1 second?
Yes, sir.
I'm in the banking, please. Okay. And also, the guy in there was other charges that I was telling him about. He said once I get the new card, then he'll automatically process that. I don't know how does he communicate that to you. Okay.
Are you still there,
yeah,
sir?
Yes, I'm here. What I was saying is that the I called before asking the same question about the physical copy and all that kind of stuff. And at that time, I told them that they could cancel any membership at that time. And obviously, they didn't actually complete the process or whatnot. I told them I didn't care to have the training online. I was going to go somewhere here in California and do it since I was here in California, and have a physical place to go to actually do my training.
Yes, sir. We'll go ahead and get the portal canceled for you, so you won't be receiving the charge monthly. And I also have a cancellation number for you. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Yeah. So are you guys going to refund me the 19 you already took?
We do have a strict non-refund policy on the $19 charge, but as a courtesy, I can refund you back $9 off of the charge.
Yeah, because like I said, prior to even them taking it out, I told them not to do it. I told them to cancel that, and they did not do that.
Yes, sir. Well, I have refunded back $9 off of the charge, and that will reflect back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. The cancellation number is C's and Charlie.
Yes, can you text that to me or email it? I'm sure you guys have an email address and a phone number on me.
Yes, sir. You should receive. Yes, sir. And just to confirm your email address that we have on file, we have ausar09@outlook.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Well, you should receive a confirmation email within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Thank you so much. You have a great day now.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support and have a great one.
All right. Bye-bye.